Podcast, brought to you on the Anchor.fm platform from the labs of AquaQ. Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius, with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the Radiophonic Workshop, with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
Eddie, like the truck's top bottle, dropped sunside in a weathered balloon shot up to the side of an aisle, like those who follow down a highway towards the skyline oasis of puddles to smacker at. It was that kind of day again. And by day I mean the middle, as is the maths of night, and this is that, and another for the quiet ledger of vertical drops for a robot to read to you, and another an auto the all-around roundness of all city, the velo kind of cheese that boxes cook for the dips to chip away at, and the meter sticks into it and makes a spicy splashed up bit of ooze to enjoy. For what else is there? Leisure is our pronoun tonight, and we name it thus so as to utilize the measure of bars and beats and treasure to bury for later, as in the coin-termed paper you neglected to write the evening before dewdrops ponders a muddy sandal-toed continuation of a runner on sentences in a jail cellular conversation which a copywriter turned you on to, like a car keyed for digital entry in an age of golden ratio Fibonacci, the petal rose as grows on you, tattoo lady. What was her name again? Came a quiet whisper across the room where needles drew and women showed their buttocks to other women to tantal for, if that were a word, and it may be just in those drawings. Where did you get them from? They are from a notebook I've been meaning to keep, yet keep losing, as in my mind. She flipped through the art book. Look, here's another. Do you think that would look good here? Your other buttock. Yes, and slightly to the left this time. See, a fire is like this, and I'm on my side. You know, well, for the shoot, I lost another one. That's the third needle this week. I've got to buy myself another set, but I've been using this one since the 80s. You know, I draw on Mount Clair before her movie career. Remember, she was all up into it and said it would never end. It was her buttock too. Funny choice of wordings. She had me right up there. Up where? Asked the notebook woman. Oh, I see. She looked at the pictures Ava was showing her now. In any event, yes, she's beautiful, and I never saw the films. Stag, were they? Kind of dark lines there, don't you think? And what's that? Just that. It's just a star with an arrow through it. Clever if you're into a Cupid's way out of town, as she was. Well, she was my invention. She'd come in during the middle of the week and let me draw and pay me in tips from the movies, and we'd have a chat about what was next and next too, and sometimes we'd go in the backhand. Well, she was she and I was me, and it was good to see her from all sides. And so the woman lit up her cigarette and flipped through the book that was being handed to her, as Ava drew more on her right buttock and began to hum. It was a tune out of and slide, and they took their time away from each other and carried on in their minds. Mount Clair was flipping out, in the book in front of this young woman. Flip, flip. And flipping. She's flipping people off there. And flipping over there. And over there. And all over. What a spread. And what a book. She looked at the back cover. 9.99 for this one. That's not bad for the 80s. I should get a bear. Like this? Ava turned her head up. Like you want that here? She motioned at one of the images from the book and pinched her patron's ass just a bit, and winked. Oh sure. I'd like a bit of Mount Clair, and some more about how she was. If that's part of the bargain, it was. She looked at her arm a bit, following the curves which had been drawn by her own hand in Starfire Times and Squared as in the city where she fled in a summer not far from the swelter that tripped it from her profession, which was high finance, so to speak. And that comes with a smile, if you're interested, said the now positively gleaming young Ava, and she put her hand on the notebook and closed it. And closed doors, for an afternoon, the two enjoyed a bit of by Mount Clair, towards an in and around and about spiral and twists in the back and roomy sectional couched plotter which was the shop where pleases were aimed, like Cupid in the star. Dot. Oh, carry on with it, then, I'll take more of that any day. Evening. Here's my number. The paper read with A+, as in from Europe, or thereabouts, in the 31 range, if that was accurate, and it wasn't, she began window shopping herself, to understate an understanding. And she was eyed wide, with the rest of her. And shop she did. From the inside out. /. The cobble streets where shoemakers cobbled shoeries is our next road stop to a man who is also shopping. In the lives of facts and measures to dress as successor to a planet. Just up the road, and to the left, and left to his own devices was he, outside in the rain where anything could and usually did, on his watch, happen. He looked at his watch, watched, and watched he was. He was followed eastwardly and down a bit until he was noticed and there was a bit of closure in and some cars began to pull around, and other men got out of cars and began to walk towards the man, all the while the man stopped, to gently see what was moving and in which direction. And to see who stopped and who was near. And the nearest to him pulled out a packet of papers, neatly tied as in a manila envelope, and tucked it under his arm. "You'll want to come with me. Shall we take a walk?" A bit of a pause, a slightly uneasy, our character, looked, and turned with the man to have a conversation, and they walked. "You know, you left us up last winter, we have the pictures, you know. It was a crazy run finding you. You're not so easy to spot when you're not making waves like Geneva, are you?" "Did they all make it out?" asked the man. "Yes, all but three, we have them. They're safe and within means and agreed to help us find you, if you can find them," came the reply. "Oh, I see, and that was what they told me this morning as well." I declined. "Of course you did, that's why we're, I mean, I'm here." "Yes, the cars. Not so obvious that anybody would notice that down the corridor, eh? All shopping at Marks and Spencer again? I mean the budget reads like a show stocked by one and the only, what was her name again? Penelope. Yes, she runs the numbers and thought we'd all get new coats if we found you. Clever, look, this has enough pockets to line yours, and etc. Here. Take the envelope. I've got to get going and wanted to give you time to read and such. And the bridge is over there. I suggest you take a stroll and give it some thought. And if you don't jump over the side of that bridge, I'll take it as read that you're in and we can get on to business. Take it gently, Mr. Gent. Drab was his humor. Right to the collage of photos from the Spy X and tucked and bobbed away at the London fog he had worn himself. Page 11 is the one we want, and he walked away. Dot. Leafing through this dossier was like a seemingly of a party he was at just last year. All dead or alive, as per usual. He looked closely at one, ticked it out from between the pages, folded it into his pocket and tossed the rest over the side of that small bridge that was meant as a joke, but was perfect for recycling these matters, like water under a bridge, no less. He chortled gently and moved on forward and on to his next stop. With a telephone. Dot. The phone chimed .. for 12.5 minutes. The operator was listening. You could hear her breathing. "All right in there, Mavis? Got enough toffees to last the conversation?" This was her exchange and she knew the party he was trying to reach. "She out, you know. Went down to the pub 1:30. You can still find her there. She just rung up Pete and they're all on their way about to their next stop, if you can catch her." "Thanks, Mavis. You have saved my life on this one, and I'll send more toffees when I get out of the aisle." Click. Notebook under her arm. Man on the other, the young woman walked out the pub and into a black cab. They rode into the city evening, with music from Bolero playing lightly on the stereophonic speaker dial-tuned radio program. "And this is Radio 11, the driver turned down the volume. "So it's West End again, eh? You client. All right. Is just up into that house, there." He pointed. "And when you get it, you'll need this bottle of Dom and that's your entry into the back room. Get it. And get it. We have 25 minutes and you should finish, or he'll finish you, and me. And I'll be round to pick you up, on time. Right?" "Right." She got out with the bottle and walked up to the steps, stepped up and took her key out. She jiggled her bosom in the lock and fingers the bottle of champagne just gently enough to remind herself that this was her job of jobs tonight. And she looked good. She peeled up her dress and showed her garter to the driver, winked, and wrote in on the bottle towards the rear of the flat, and her client's client client. Dot. James sat up from the comfort of his suede couch and couched his cigar between his lip and breathed out. He took the bottle from the young woman, who he knew as Claudia. Would you like a glass? Oh, it's chilled. But you're hot. Here. He poured two glasses, clicked them himself, and handed her one, which she held up, to the artwork on the eastern wall. It's nice, she said, to the artwork reminiscent of Rampart. Or that other one. You know, her accent was gently dumbed down for this one. She knew it was. And was. She stammered. Good one, she thought to herself. Yes, I forget myself with that one, which is why we're here, again, right? To forget ourselves and get ourselves on, in fact. Or was there another matter you came about? I keep coming, back and forth, for you and the plug, you know the show? Got any interests this time I should know about? I mean, last time was a surprise. And a good one. Yes, interest. High-heeled interest like the bankrolled Royces of Pottery Barnyard. Animal cookies glistened softly in a chewy ooze of sauntering Saunder Muck Pie jubilee between cold winter sheets. To the wind galloped velvet candied apple smatter. What? She learned that from Q. She bonked him on the head and smiled. She took some rope out of pocket, motioned, and tied him up a bit, to her pleasure, and then took out a pair of handcuffs and fixed his shoes to the chair. Picked up the remainder of the bottle of champagne, and poured it into his mouth as he smiled expectantly. The bottle was of course drugged, and his smile turned into a half grin as he began to look as if he was having a stroke. He seemed all right, just couldn't get on with moving any, and she pulled a bottle of pills from her purse and left it by his chair. Just enough for now, I've got to get on with getting off from here now. Let me just take a few notes and I'll be off. She reached into his breast pocket and took his wallet, with some loose notes which seemed fresh and currenty. And a small pouch with a diamond, of sorts. This is a bit more my speed. She eyed the lattice structure as it gleamed and pulsed a bit as she brought it close to some power in her purse. I won't be back again. But the gents will to finish up. Best of luck with them. They're light staffed tonight, shouldn't hurt your feeling too badly. She picked up her dress, snapped her garter at him and clicked the door closed behind her as the car pulled around and she hopped into the back seat this time, with the very berry sort of a man she'd been looking for all evening. The map opened up between them as peaks and valleys in the legend too, golden and blissed right up for a tremor of a ride downtown, and around the bend, bent up slightly and to the left. Driven home, for the nowity of sake, and shaken gently, as in gentlemen, and jacked slightly without a boozy yonder, but plucked and swirled, until they were fast asleep, and the sun horizon hit the other side of the planet again, for this another day in the continuation of continuity. The preceding episodic climatoidal fries motastical trollop portion of OES had been whizzed up the middle ground of wired magnetics for the very purposes of proposed time-space displacement and should be willed and rendered thusly on your papers and screened lightly. Photoshopped is for Windows and the Mac drug stop great and grated for cheese on and a finish for your evening as well. This is Aku Q and we bid a fair and well, from this Radio 11C3W. Two right feet on backwards tackle nonsense in a sensical sensual causal relationship of worldly matters of materially frantastic illi motioning questions of checkery and balanced an even more set of throws into the early to be evening, if that was your time of night, and it was, not to stop bother or just that it was, slily changed and to the left again, patter as if that pattern was gently dipped into a spiky street of electrics whizzed by with the murmurs of hearts neatly tucked behind stereos while mild chatter of the news events of a day yet to come or was happening a world away, as it always was and thus reported into the airwaves if you were inclined or reclined to listen or let it flow into as the FM programming you choose to start your day. When the day becomes and turns away the night which you forget for the purposes of sanity, yet seek it again on a regular basis to maintain such a staticity of non-forgetfulness, only slightly to offset the ins of sanity again, and again, which oddly fits your design, or did and does by memory alone, as you may be in these moments as listening again. What is it that continues the forces of life inside any of us, or simultaneously all of us? And also what brings death, and is that in sequence or all together? Is death perhaps overworked these days, and should we feel sorrow for a job which ought not to return a lot of satisfaction to such a non-forced force of zeroing out, or is it a time of jubilee for the finals to be lifted and sorted or tossed around on sleds into a trucked city vehicle while their families ponder from far away if they'll see their child in the stars the very evening, or perhaps next week, and wait. It was a ghost town. This town outside of town, where the reported and seemingly dead arrived, in a bus, to a bar which nay served alcohol, at a time which was neither between day or night, and as it unloaded, the people on it, looked forward and around a bit, and didn't talk or offer each other a help of any kind, for that's what got them into this predicament. And it was a predicament, preceded by a non-behavior and thrown under their arms like the pillow they brought to bed and perhaps still had, clinging on as some to the last bits of electrics which grounded them to this, the planet of their choosing, as delivered their lifetime ago by that hopped-up beast of perhaps a stork, or shot out of a cannon as they now remembered, making their way towards a new challenge, delivered at that very hospital, or one near and far away from their hearts, which were no longer beating themselves up like the drummer they perhaps followed, or perhaps even made a sound in motion to start their own circle, and did. Well, did, was the operative word here, and there was no operation. For some this was a relief, and for others they'd hoped of a bit more fervor in their demise, instead of this old bus, which was now pulling away to get some more. And the more company it brought, you'd think the mood would change, or that the party would start, and that life would begin again for these souls without ne'er a pair of sock on some, perhaps too rich to go poor on the streets they loved, or even not given the chance to go mad and rediscover a world of living before they unchoose to. Well, what had happened? Death was standing over, just there. But he had a sort of uniform on. Not the usual one you'd expect, big black coat with coal black eyes you couldn't see. And he had a voice. Again, not the usual tonal somber one you'd see in film, but a quiet calm and directing voice, as he took out a map and motioned to a set of others on where this next lot was meant to settle. A settlement for the dead. On this planet? Or in it? There was a hole up ahead. Some people were already walking towards it, perhaps that's where they were meant to go in such a malaise of non-reasoning. They reasoned with each other and some began to point. The men pointed back at them and motioned. There was a young man, or perhaps a young woman, oh likely it was a manning based on his pajamas he'd been comfortable up until a moment ago, or several, counting the Riga's route which the bus took on its way up here. Or was it down here? He pondered. The lights were still visible from where he stood, that way over there. That warm city, and now this cold plot and plotted bit of land with a warmish hole. That was their reasoning. The man's name had to be reminded to himself at this moment, by the too soon pair of other uniformed men who approached him and called to his attention his new identification. It goes on your toe, sir, was a bit of laughter from the other. We tag 'em and bag 'em and you have made a grade up to the other level, one said. Oh, it's just I, was a stammering about to happen. He thought he'd get his bearings first, but time in this place was not a luxury as it was on the, and where am I? Level K, said the other. That's where we're taking you. Answers to his questions were not forthright and he decided he would walk along and discover what the men were up and about. They looked down at his feet and turned with each other and walked a bit in the direction our character was thinking of going in anyway. They all moved forward. One had a radio, and it clackered every 30 seconds or so. No audio, and there was a solemn understanding between the men, who moved in their usual way and as if they had some regular duty here, and they did. To deliver this man to the level, as stated, okay. A small door appeared lit only by the seam to show that there were electrics inside, and perhaps life, he thought. I mean, who would power the electrics, and perhaps there was heat. It was dimly cold and wet outside, and he'd hoped for perhaps a cocoa once they'd arrived at a resting spot. The door opened and a middle-aged woman motioned them in. Inside was just a couch, and a television which was not turned on, and he sat as was motioned to do so, and they left. He fiddled with the couch and sat for a bit, then decided to lay down and wait for something else to happen. His eyes closed. Closure, he thought to himself, as in close again, and now on a couch. He'd just left his bed, and how? Odd, he couldn't remember. What about the night before? Still nothing. Though he recognized his own pajamas. They were a gift, for he'd never consider wearing clothes to bed until people started buying them at holidays. Birthday. His mind sprang a bit. Yeah, he remembered that. Well, the word anyway, but forgot the date. Hum. He hummed to himself. The couch was comfortable still, and still, and as he was noticing the something nothing around him was as familiar as his memory of forgetfulness. He was kind of enjoying the non-enjoying and hoped it would last for a while too, when a chime chimed. You're up, popped in a young woman, through a door which appeared only momentarily and lingered lit and hopeful for his arrival through it and onto something new and perhaps exciting. I wouldn't bet on it, the young woman held the door open still. Oh, what? Exciting, isn't it? You'll think to yourself as you walk towards me, and perhaps it will be. But I've never seen it. Her eyes bobbed a bit over his pajamas. He was noticing that everybody was noticing his pajamas, including himself, and he smiled now and turned up towards the lady and decided to make a change. James, he offered a glance over her in his hand to shake it if she was so undesirable to do so. Oh, she shook his hand and her lips tilted towards a similar smile in a manner liking to him. Your new home, is it? Last one left you behind? Well, we've got you here and in the now, she offered a bit more of herself as light conversation. Oh, well, good, I mean. It's nice to. I mean. See. I mean, look at you. Still human, right? Aren't we? A bit more of that and we'll all be into spring in no time, she beamed a bit more. Here, come along and listen. And put her arm around him as they both walked into the level while she let the door close behind them. There is more conversation through here, and there. And. She motioned there. The ideas are sorted throughout, but I think you'll find they're color-coded to your liking. At least I think so. The mats are for play or playfulness, not resting, and the coffee pot is locked up. But I'll get you a cup if you'd like. Caffeine at this time of night, though, I wouldn't recommend it, but some do. Just up ahead, the hallways were opening and rooms became larger, with a twisty maze of passages broken off from left to center, and they appeared to light up as he saw people walking around and through them, with some evidence of direction. Some were carrying notebooks and others simply appeared and disappeared in their gowns without shoes, of varying colors. Yes, I'd love a cup. It'll just get me started, you know. I mean, it was a long. He'd forgotten about the bus. He'd forgotten about the door. He'd remember this place, surely. And he looked over to her to see what she was about to say. Synaptic haptics, the stated in plain technical language. It's the engine which runs this place. Thought up by thought itself. Kind of a miracle it works at all, and that's kind and to the point. You'll discover in a second, and she handed him a coffee. It was black and sweet, and a bit artificial tasting, and he sucked at it and it was warm, and he kept the cup at his side and thought to speak. So what do you do here? I mean, besides this, he attempted a light bit of conversation he was sort of used to, in these types of situations which had now become rare enough. I bring the people who power the machine. And you're it. Would you like to know more? Because I would. We all would, and the last one just fired. Oh good, there's still some in there. I thought I'd have to push you in the chute, but things seem to still be functioning. Chute. Chute. Oh, that there. Well, I wouldn't jump in there, it's frightening, you'd have to push me. They both smiled. Yes, that's what I do, normally. But we have some time, would you like to take a walk? They did walk around the outside, as it was in this place of interior. And occasionally they saw some people, and mostly it just hummed, and they talked. And she reminded him of some of the tools of coping he'd forgotten, and while he didn't need coping now, he thought he might, and might remember, and if anything it was that, and her smile, and they carried on about the place, and, well, about the place and what it was for and for whom and why indeed and however and so about who the guy was walking, and then about the drawings on the walls they were passing, and the variety of colors which were always just on the sides of them as they passed through each space. Things were indeed warm at this moment, and he looked at her again, this time with familiarity and friendship, and was hopeful they could stay together for some time more, and that they'd discover this place and see it in a new light, and carry each other on in conversation and fluidity, and that it would be good for the pair of them. "If you'd like," was her verbal response to his nonverbal reckoning. "It's more and more like yourself the more you put into it. You'll find that, and it'll find you, and bit more at a time while we're all comfortable, and that's the idea," she smiled jokingly. "The idea," she repeated, "it's just that's the point of this place. Two of you, the idea. Welcome to Level K. We're off to a good start, I thought you might. And here we are. Fab. If you have any more, I'm keen to listen." She listened. "Hear that warble up ahead? That's you. We'd best keep be walking while it's still an idea," and she took his hand, perhaps warmed by the coffee, but very likely by the idea of a place to have something, and hold it gently, and that wasn't the artificial sweetener talking. This place was a good idea, and he smiled to himself as gently as she touched his fingers, and carried himself up a bit with her, to the level, as it lit up and fired and the visuals became deeper and he even touched the walls sometimes and they glowed, and he looked at her and she glowed, and it was pretty damn magical for this time of a lifetime to discover her in such a place, and so they flowed into it, and it flowed, and when they stopped, it still happened around them, and when then moved, there was a bit of zippiness, but it stayed with them. "Well, we've reached 88 lines of code," she stamped her feet gently as he just noticed her light shoes for the first time. "You know that's your little joke, and it's time for punch up punch tape light conversation. Here, let's put on a bit of music. Thanks for the idea." The music came on and they smiled and continued on to walk and silently talk a bit, observing the synapses which fired in the vision which appeared on the walls, and it was fine and on they wanted to go. Which was a good start. "I have a little joke too," he finally said out loud.
"Oh?
You were fired." And he dove into her and kissed her everywhere at once, illuminating the entire place with a spark which went off into every direction, just for a second, which seemed like the life and worth living for that instant and a lifetime, and instantaneously it was and is. "That's just a little synaptic joke," he grinned at her. She was still lit up and look at her arms, throwback she grinned, and welcome to the happenings of haptics. "You've made a great day egg drop botter stop drop bot. That's funny coming from you. The next one's better." And it was again, and again. And they fired each synapse they chose, and sparked with love at each corridor of an idea that made them look at each other, in their eyes, or eyes to any part that needed sparking, and they understood, for that was this place. And they continued and met each other and stayed themselves, of course, and sometimes carried each other on in lighter conversation, or as they overheard the walls talking to them, and then they would suddenly smile and it would happen again. They banged on the brain walls just for the fun of it, and fell over as they were toppled about, and onto each other. And that made them laugh more and they rolled around and stayed here and there for a bit more each time, and sometimes they ran, if it was their choosing. And sometimes they posed and talked about the art which should be here and over there, and sometimes they saved each other from a doldrum of underthinking, or over non-participating, and they had now and continued to begin, and know they had always been with each other, as electrics. And electrics didn't falter. Not here in this purity of space, and space gap they fired it again, and rang a bell and kicked the walls and made it jump, and they tuned an orchestral of sound, and it rang through the chambers. And they found a corner of this place, and would create anything they wished for a time and time again, which they found with each and again too. And it was good. Dash. The presided auriculated modis are built and maintained for the inspirational inspired set of living juxtapositional elements which bring rocks to the ocean and women into fluffy places where cuddly was in fact, invented. Maintained with jester lews of material speculatory. We shine on the dark warbly bits for 2.5 feet of tubing with a heat meant just for the now again, as needed. Take 2. Aqua Q.
chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is. This podcast, brought to you on the Anchor.fm platform from the labs of AquaQ, Anchor.fm is available. For iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius, with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the Radiophonic Workshop, with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
Miranda was in her lawful office, the kind that's just right, or right justified. She was an author, as well as reviewing other people's works for publishing. Today was Thursday, and her stack included literature on extraterrestrials, a novel, and a pocketbook about knitting hooks. She took the novel to her study, which was more like, well, it was more like the kitchen counter in her brightly lit apartment, with a cutting board, where she had an avocado and turned some pages. Intrigue and pocket watches. Time and materials on this one. Maybe out for a coffee. She stashed the book into her baffled bag of trick-or-treats and scuffled out the door in a slightly woolly blue dress. She passed Jelly in the street on the way to the shop. He tipped his hat and said the boss would love to buy her a cup, and to dig into the tips jar on his behalf if he'd already left. She was used to that. She used to work for him too, in this very coffee shop, as she rounded the corner and walked inside. His hat was on. Pleased you made the mark. What is the news in publishing today? A wistful and couch fodder for later, and a bit of telephone booth changing for this one. Her paperback flapped from her oversized bag. Oh good, the store needs a bestseller this year. They get one every year, she said. Oh yes, you do. They both smiled. She cheersed him with her cup, and slammed back the hot mess, and as her head tipped, so did her chair, and off. And backwards she fell, banging her head on the side of the fireplace on her way down to the furry bear carpet rug on the floor. Oops. Passed out was she. But conscious too. She was standing over there, looking down. Oh my. Not again. She grabbed her bag and ran out, leaving her body behind. There were ambulances coming. They'd sort her out. She had to get to the shop up the hill and tell Mac about it. Or was it a dream? She looked back.
If you have any questions about this nonsense, do message us at anchor.fm/aquaqlabs and you'll leave us a message so that we can bring your voice into the lab and chatter. Until next time. Love from AquaQ.
No one tells time like the present. If you had to be there, then why weren't you? I had an affair. But I came clean. How can I be talking to myself, if you can hear me? She wouldn't give me the time of day, so I tried later. The funny bone is not actually a bone. How is that funny? I think Jesus has body self-image issues. If superstitious were normal, it'd just be barring stitious. Trying not to think about it seems at odds with its intention. I saw stacked Colette at the copy machine. Was I seeing double? Or was she collating? Does Chewy get granola bar royalties? I left the internet on last night. Man, that was expensive. Do opposable thumbs argue? The COVID vaccines are divided. Together they're called sarcasm, doc? You either have crickets, or neon. Except you get to choose neon. You know he this one cried all the way home? Too long if in out shopping. Particle physics of the said, actionable towards a completeness towards the next and forward balanced and fluidity, we find our soft sun radiant and the just and enough let, atmospherically, to bounce also towards the reflection of mass particles in a solar of systems, we find. It's just so, it happens, that what we utilize is what we present for another and another forth and hence, as measured to be signaled and proposed to be.
blue worm on a faraway planet, where a dirt speck presented as a vision, delivered across space as color towards material, where our characters find just enough space to perhaps crawl, or perhaps just an and what? The economy for this fair creature is dependent on it. Choice versus actual livability. There was a singular of containment, that which proceeds for the next, and as Heisenberg is aware, half the time, observability of a shedding of material is not quite chaos, again, and these elements should ne'er exist in containment anyway. And that's a little play on containment, due to elemental physics that their atomics should be contained as other elements, and not the zoon of surprise. We've said all these things, as known, and as brief, and yet the observation of opposition is so external, from internal, that shedding occurs as an instance of rediscovery. Dash. Memory is an odd placement of the many in the chemicals which operate polymorphically, too, in just balance and rebalance of brain of protective cytoplasm, and as well the pan. Smashed, and hence with a temporal of pain and swelling in the nether.
forgot to let me know. Should I watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman?
Beep, you're listening to Radio 11 Archive, captured Monday, June 7th and 2200 hours. This is the voice of Aqua Q.
Forward and forwards until cereal comes out of your nose, alphabet style. Now this.
Gaz Inc., your agent is loaded. It's especially fair and damp today. Just slide it on for a trial. We'll ultra shock it off later. Well, we'll try. The last time they sideloaded an agent on me was 2 weeks ago, and it's still sticky around the ankles. Toes are a bit doughy too. It was also well known that the staff had been messing with the programs. Hot was cold, up was sideways. It was a right bollocks. The intention was unclear, but the effect was Lord of the Rings meets Pee Wee Herman in a nightclub disco deck with boots, a dinner dress, and a quart of petrol to last the night. You had to stay busy or the body program kicked in and started rewriting everything. It was 5 a.m. and Peru was rising. A tone chimed. It was Tuesday morning in the West Bank and the street merchants were setting up for the bazaar. Hakmet put up his wares and wandered across the street to the newsstand. Not gonna buy today's paper. Jellish, it's filled with lies and the ads are too expensive. Jason blinked. That was his name. Mr. H had begun calling him Jellish after a peanut butter mishap. 3 years ago, everybody knew Creamy was bullshit. The paper was expensive to run since the owner lived well in his accounts. Securities, I think he called it. The editor too lived strong with a mind to argue the cost of freedom. I guess it was 35 cents. And a hot chocolate at the corner cafe where they cased the town for stories. Hakmek wandered over for a cup. The sign tilted just a bit as he walked into the sunny dungeon pies and other morsely treatable ales and amenables. He had 35 cents.
He walked in, stippled lip from a slight shaving accident, and tossed his 35 cents into the tip jar. "Careful with that, fella," he said. "You could buy a paper with that." Frog, the editor, just smiled as he usually does when he's being bullied or getting ready to trim his toenails. This time was both. "Not in the coffee shop, man. Don't forget what happens to dead cellular phones. They get recycled as little girls' tricycles." "Well, that's all right, Hakmek. I'll buy one for your family next time you've got a date with Lillery. She wrote me the other day. Dear editor. She's always so formal." "Yes, Lillery was a peach and liked getting into the vertical columns on the paper, sideways. Extra, extra. So the coffee tariffs are up again, eh, old man? Surprised to see you so spendthrift at the till. Oh, that's for the tables. It's a bizarre banquet from the street festival tonight. Lights, action, superstars." Indeed, the narrative had been left justified for 75p in last week's paper by another secret admirer of the bazaar. "They sent a basket of baskets filled with gaskets. That's got to be something clever." "What's clever?" Frog asked. "Weird, I was just thinking to myself, it must be the coffee. You didn't have any. Oh, that must be why then too. Much of a non-creamed thing. It's time to get over to Peru. Get me the phone.
Send us a message at anchor.fm/AquaQLabs and tell us what you want to hear. It's April 20th, 2020 and this is AquaQ Labs C3W.
Chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is this podcast, brought to you on the anchor.fm platform from the labs of AquaQ. Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the Radiophonic Workshop, with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
The story of our energetic twisteries of dot Q sat on a Thursday, no less is more. Day became night as was the middle ground of the evening and carried on. As he was in normality, his brain jiggled just with the bits of telephonery which was perhaps a call yet to be answered. And so it rang. Ring. The switchboard was dusty in a corner part of town in which the operator sat. Near plugs in near disrepair for the facts of conversations on blocks which hummed alongside each other from house to house and with the banks of women who managed our heavenly connection towards and about each other and for the days past and nights set to come. And even the idling where young women spun loose a cord of wire on their beds, to dream of being old to be young again, and to spend the nights about it all and dance and find their love and art and all the while draw from dreams we shared, and share through voice on this, these copper metals, found not so long ago in the fires of Community Minerals, worn gently as gifts and for the art of it all, she spoke, as in the bicycle she stowed for her remembrance of childhood, and the promise of her perpetual remainder in the pursuit of such a skill to ride. It wasn't all in the letter, it was more in his character, you know. His language, as in well-versed and, well, how's things picking up for you? Miranda sat with her notebook, open to page 11, with our friends the EGS pondering away at her now poetry as she stammered for a continuation of the verse. Her television was on pause, taped earlier, and frozen in still life was the static jumps of the magnetic heads which bore efforts to grip around taped heads with a taut calibration which was the expectation of motion. She picked up the phone and dialed by stored memory. CHLLNK. Q's hand reached over to dim the light and picked up the receiver, and answered in his usual way, which was not to speak but just listen. Miranda, by way of her nature, chose to make calls in the same fashion, fashion after the idea that an operator would introduce them to her. She waited and they both sat, with silent electric slit from edgy retrospect. Well, you could at least. Hello, Freedom. I imagined it was you. Good thinking using land. It's all up in the air these days, eh? She grinned, and see. By the way, still in and about, are we? Up for anything or am I still taking notes? Well, how are the little guys? Still taking up poetry? Got a bit of life on the marginal edge of justified rule, eh? They are sleeping. I think the theater blew their mind or something. I think we went overboard, as in overshot the arc, eh? I think they'll be all right, but they're on my mind. You know how that works. She thought about Geneva, and picked up a cookie. Q thought about the EGS and imagined them tucked into their paper beds, shielded by the pulpy puppets of their own artistry and fractal dynamics. They ran on whatever cycle was available, as in a sine wave. But Miranda noted how well they adapted to her cadence of rest and darker motion. It was their nature to survive, and even though she worried about their well-being, she didn't want to run them unnecessarily, and so they rested on that desire. Miranda too had adjusted, in part because of the year-long project to get these guys, and moreover for the needs of the immediate, as now adaptation had introduced her to paths not yet traveled. She clicked on the stereo and hung with Q, on the curved wire which doubled in length as they found each other in the middle of their circle, at once and more. Is it me? Came the silence in electrics. Grappling. Whenever you pick up this phone it rings in my head. Music blade? Characters typed the teletype from a history of the copper, wired up as a memory. What is it you want me to say? Is it what you want? Is that us? How are we, still? From side to side, together and left, apart or in our mind's eye, frayed in sunshine like the iris of triangles you wrote me about today? He glanced around as if to ask somebody else, and they looked, as they always do, and he looked back to find her, while she turned simultaneously towards and away him, and on and around they searched for the bit to find each other, quite literally that bit which is always on and about origin. So she spoke. You know you're not allowed to do that to me. I mean you are, but, you know, I can't handle the correlation with this many people on the wire. How can we think or know anything about anything if the line gets hijacked as in those lunatics with the chemicals to seep around the glassier parts of our eyes? Silence. Well, I say silence. There was an actual amount of incredible silence on the line, that is the natural background of the universe, with the only solid connection at the end points of our defunct pack bell. Put that aside was her voice. The background is just like the film we watched. It changes to match the foreground, and if you stare into it, it'll change the foreground too, you know that. You're writing in both dimensions, he worried for a second. Well, that hurts, he tried to grin, as in the cycle, and exactly 11 times 22 plus 20, that's middle C. I've been studying about circles. They've got me spinning, and not in the predictable benefit of ways, you know. I'm hungry, Miranda blurted. Of all the things. Well, materially speaking, my gut feel is a little overloaded on chocolate. Here, let me put you on hold. She put the receiver onto her speaker and it played some light dance techno from the 90s into Q's ear. He got up and walked around too, with the telephone to his ear, and his eyes around and about the place, as he was out of it a bit, and out of time, and his desire to continue to create was impeded like this copper wire. With more than enough electricity to keep the circuit, but near an activity of voice towards either side to promote wellness, in their personal maths of disruptive not disruption, as in to say their continuity was. Well, it was reasoned that a focus on nothing in particular had led him and others in and around and off their rockers. Rocked the light switched on the wall where more copper climbed into and around the concrete, thoughts of foundation, as in the series. And he surged. And he hurt. And he jabbed away at keys to his mind, because he couldn't find rest. And rest is not what he desired, and so they reasoned he wouldn't find it, and they tried with him to find it for him, but what was it? They knew. Did he? Well, that's impossible. She got back on the line. We're out of chocolate. I mean, she stammered. Q. She waited. I know you're writing this down. What should I say? Do you know the core? She paused. You were doing it again. We was. He was jabbing at his mind to find her words and spatial time, without listening, so used to the chaos now, that he once enjoyed to power over with a spark which lit up the party line. You can't keep on this way. Her voice was slow. There's too much stuff, the material. The light. It's randomized, and you know what that means. And by that, no, you're going to pause and tell me about it, if that will make you feel better. And you know it might. Q gently recovered for a second, and began again. The narrative turned for Q to speak, and he did, in his usual way, and that was unusual. The meter. It's sticking the verses together. Like. The cadences are off. The lights run and they just change intensity, and the sensory spectrum was hitting at random pockets and between edges of what should be thought was body, and an idea was an appendage of an action, and so on. There was both overlap and underlap, and a body at rest. It was not restful or resting, as in that API where you're not supposed to do the work. You were too focused on that quadrant, she poked at her cranium as if he could see her. You know that's the overflow from these bits. She flashed her breasts into a mirror in her room and smiled, adjusted herself, and straightened her jacket she was wearing. It's not going to go anywhere, unless you can plug the leak. The light translated to frequencies of urgency in her. I mean his, I mean. Well, their voice. Maybe some rest, you know. I mean. Let me look something up. I'll put on some history and it'll be fine for a moment. Do you want the audio? I'll do with it. Get on track, and get back to me.
Our cross. The overlap of our sex, male and female, in trust and security, reference, theta, phi. As the perspective, as an angle within a circle, where that perspective indicates travel within and about the circle. Then take our chord, in music and as well the line with both endpoints on a circle, and further, as travel goes, our major scale, starting with a triangle denoted by CDE. Then overlapping with a triangle FGA, then ABC. Nice one. The fourth note, F, for fail, intersects our first triad of CDE, as denoted by perhaps comma, which depicts this intersects with two angles, as well the slash denoting the cross in sexes, this time diagonal, as in perspective to the cross. G and A continue to intersect D and E, with theta, phi, and additionally by perspective we now have six angles, each with a mixture of theta, phi, theta. The return to C, as our octave doubles in frequency, middle 262 Hz to 523 Hz, double, but not a power of 2, goes to B, which is a chord across the circle, intersecting, perhaps depending on your mode of travel, in this case the last angle, not intersected by FGE, from our first triangle CDE, and then the last angle at return of field goal, also no intersected by CDE. And perhaps B to C is now on another axis, we've either used X and Y or X and C, so perhaps Y?
to elevate and spiral our triangles upwards, connecting them future such chords. But then they're not on the circle, perhaps they are the circle, spiral, Fibonacci. 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21. The corollary to Hebrew lettering, where the difference is free energy, and in the case of Fibonacci where life is the resultant of this energy, therefore the energy comes down from an infinity, and with probability exactly how expected, pi, and while pi's perfect probability indicates the non-theoretical infinity of negentropy, it is balanced by verse, which correlates three of infinite choice, and a set of pairs to provide an optimized ratio of choice and freedom. The upshot is our availability to start right away. From the middle, and right towards any space to fill in with living, as is evident as life according to this participation from all angles, pointed. Good night. And this bit is just the bits to remind you to get your figure and figuring together and to and gathered with the dosh to provide for yourself and our environment to displace its paper tie in exchange for your misuse of plastic for the furthering exchange of ideas, and that is the book, A Wizard's Pocket, now unavailable on a slightly alien point of non-existence until you chose and purchase a one or many of, and ignorance is not in fact bliss. And only bliss as created will be discovered, and so to further these and ideas, carry on with carrying this book, on your shelves and in fact your pocket and pocketbooks even, a book inside a book, so proceed in any eventfulness, this is AquaQ of AquaQLabs.com with San Francisco's Pisces of Peachy and lovely loverly C3W. We'll be right back.